Okay, highlights. It was a great quarter. As I said, our equity overview in April with Chuck Gibson was on this sort of ending of the bond market. I think that was a very important study. We published a very nice transcript on it, and I encourage you to go back. Some great material from John Rappaport. He walked through the story of Hamilton Securities with me in April. It's a story a lot of people have wanted me to sit down and get recorded. And then one of our subscribers said, "What is a limited modified hangout?" I kept using that example. And so John did one on that. And of course, a great piece on the NSA and Edward Snowden story. Water is a big interest of mine, and we have a lot of subscribers interested in water. One of my favorite times on the Solari report, we had a wonderful Norwegian scholar on to talk about sort of the history of water and the growing importance of water. One of my favorite moments on the Solari report, I said, "Is there any patterns you can discern from how people use water to bring cooperation and peace? What are the models that people use that really work in terms of how they manage water?" And he said, "You know, every situation in every place is different." And one of the things about a decentralized world is you soon discover every place is different and every culture is different. So there's nothing like a scholar who recognizes that. We focused a lot of attention. We had Rainey Wrightman from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on because what you're seeing and understanding with the NSA story is critical to economic health and well-being are the issues of who controls the internet, is it free, and how are the digital systems used? And the issue of the equivalent of property rights are now moving into the whole internet and digital system area and are being battled out as we speak and are very, very important. So we're going to be covering that more. And then finally, we just did one on the housing markets, and I talked about why I think housing going forward is going to look very different than it has in the last 50 to 100 years in America. So if you want to listen to my discussion in the money and market section on that interview, it's up last week.